Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
On today's wrestling news, the stakes have been set for Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn. Seth Rollins calls out Logan Paul. When did Nia Jax find out about the Royal Rumble? And Ring of Honor TV tapings dates have been set. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil Chambers and I'm not joined by Gareth, but I am joined by Salty Sea Dog, so that's a decent trade. To talk all things wrestling news, but before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story are in the timestamps below, so click them and off you go. But first up, we got the continuation of the Bloodline storyline from after the Royal Rumble last night on SmackDown, and Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn has been set for Elimination Chamber in Montreal. So Roman Reigns came out on SmackDown to the ring with Paul Heyman, and he basically just went off on one about Sami Zayn, obviously, saying that the Bloodline gave Sami the opportunity of a lifetime and he misused the island of relevancy, and he's basically just been using Roman Reigns all this time. But when he was saying all this about Sami Zayn, out from behind a hooded figure appeared and had started to attack him. It was, of course, Sami Zayn. He started beating the hell out of Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns kind of fought back and then he kind of ordered Paul Heyman to get him a chair, but before he could use it, Sami speared the hell out of Roman Reigns, and then Sami Zayn started shouting at Roman, basically challenging him for the Universal Championship. He said, he's like, "You're wrong about me. I never wanted anything from you until now," because now he wants to take him down and take his Universal Undisputed WWE Championship, or whatever the hell it's called. So while he was doing this, then Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa attacked him from behind, obviously started beating him down. They put a chair over his head and they put him in the corner, and Solo was about to go and do the hip attack when Roman Reigns stopped him, and the crowd was going mad at this point. Massive "We want Jay" chants. Roman sort of took the chair off Sami's head as he was lying in a crumpled mess in the corner of the ring, and basically just said that, like, "You broke up my family, so he's gonna break him in front of his family in Montreal, and that's gonna be the Elimination Chamber main event. It is set, Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn." And I am very, very excited about this, and I'm sure everyone else is. The Jey Uso part of this is still kind of to be confirmed. He wasn't actually on SmackDown last night. There was a little bit prior to all of this with Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa backstage, and Jimmy Uso as well. And basically, Roman was saying to, like, Jimmy, like, "Have you heard from your brother?" And he was saying no, and he ordered Solo Sikoa to go and find him and find out where his loyalties lie. So there is supposed to be a tag team title match next week on SmackDown, because Braun Strowman and Ricochet beat Imperium last night to become the number one contenders for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. So it's kind of uncertain as to whether this match is actually going to happen. Jey Uso has only sort of spoken out a little bit since what happened at the Royal Rumble. He put out a thing on Instagram basically just saying, "I'm out," with a little sort of red blood drop thing. And that's about it so far. So WWE are still promoting Ricochet and Braun Strowman versus the Usos for next week. But Michael Cole did make sure to say in commentary quite a lot that there is, like, uncertainty surrounding the match and no one knows where Jey is or what's going to happen. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens with this. Like, plenty of more ripples in the Bloodline storyline. And I am loving everything about this so far. It is absolutely perfect. It is incredible. But a little part of me, like, the Elimination Chamber is going to be absolutely amazing with Montreal crowd and everyone behind Sami Zayn. But I still want this to go to WrestleMania. I think this is the only chance Sami Zayn's ever going to have, like, probably ever in his life to headline WrestleMania. And this story absolutely deserves it. So I don't know if they're going to manage to get it there or whether they're going to still do the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn somehow at WrestleMania. There's still a lot of unanswered questions here, and that kind of just makes it all the better, because every single possibility that you can come up with going from here is absolutely great, and this story is absolutely fantastic. So next up, Seth Rollins is calling out Logan Paul on his Instagram Live. He basically was responding to Logan Paul because Logan Paul put up a video basically, that was just him eliminating Seth Rollins out of the Royal Rumble, and then the Curb Your Enthusiasm music and some, like, clown face paint stuff on Seth Rollins at the end of it. So Seth came out on Instagram Live, basically just said he does not like Logan Paul at all, and that a lot of us backstage really don't. He said he doesn't need him in his locker room, in his space. He said he's, like, ultra-talented as far as his just pure athletic ability. But he just kind of snuck up on him in the Rumble and he took his eyes off the ball. But he told Logan Paul to stay in his lane because he is not a wrestler. He just wants to be famous, and if he comes knocking on Seth Rollins' door, he'll knock you out. And said that things could get heated if they ever come face to face. So yeah, obviously WWE planting heavy seeds with the Seth Rollins elimination at the Royal Rumble and Logan Paul. But Seth Rollins continuing this on his Instagram Live, it does feel like this is the way that WWE is going to go heading into WrestleMania, and we are going to be getting Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. So far, like, there's only two matches announced for WrestleMania so far. Obviously, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns is definitely going to be happening, and Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte is the other one that's definitely going to be happening, but there's plenty of other little seeds in there for plenty of other little matches, and I think this Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul one, it's a hell of a seed. I think they're two incredibly athletic people, and they will go out there and put on a show. And if you want someone to guide you through a wrestling match, you really, really cannot ask for anyone better than Seth Rollins. So excited to see what they do with this. But speaking of the Royal Rumble, Nia Jax returned in that amazingly botched number 30 spot in the Women's Royal Rumble. But apparently, she was a very, very last minute addition to the Royal Rumble. She was on a Sign It Live live stream from High Spots, and they basically asked her if she had a month's notice before the Royal Rumble, and she said that she absolutely did not. She said her appearance was so last minute that she didn't even have any gear ready, and she had to have it rushed very quickly to get it done in time. So we haven't seen Nia Jax since the Royal Rumble, obviously. Apparently a very late addition to the Royal Rumble. Obviously she did the big spot where she, like, chucked everyone out, and then, like, 12 people ganged up on her to get her out over the top rope. But we haven't seen her on Raw, we haven't seen her on SmackDown since, and there is still no word on if she is actually back full-time or whether this was just a one-off spot for the Royal Rumble. Apart from the Royal Rumble match itself, she hasn't actually wrestled a single match since she was released back in November 2021. And on WWE.com, she is still listed in the alumni section. So absolutely no word on whether Nia Jax is back full time. They did release some merch for her to tie into the Royal Rumble, but that might just be a sort of one-off from WWE. We're going to have to wait and see. But finally, on today's wrestling news, we've got some backstage news about the Ring of Honor TV tapings. Now, back in December, Tony Khan announced plans to start sort of doing some Ring of Honor weekly episodic TV shows for the Honor Club streaming service platform. But Fightful Select have an update on this, saying that tapings are lined up for the end of the month in Orlando. Now, a venue for it is not 100% confirmed yet, but it is very likely to be the Universal Studios, where they have filmed a bunch of AEW Dark in the past. So what happens after that? Nobody knows. There's still no word on a, like, long-term plan for Ring of Honor television tapings, but the two event tapings at the end of February that they are planning to hopefully do should see them through to a Supercard of Honor show in sort of WrestleMania weekend in LA. So yeah, finally getting some Ring of Honor TV tapings after all this time, and the kind of Ring of Honor just being kind of there and ever presence on AEW kind of there in the background. But it'd be good to actually get them some proper weekly television, sort of maybe separate it a little bit from the AEW stuff, like give it a little bit of breathing room on its own, and revamp the Honor Club streaming service platform. Leading into Supercard of Honor, which is always Ring of Honor's biggest show of the year and should be a really, really fun show at WrestleMania weekend this year. And that is it. Gareth will be back next week, I am assured. But for now, you can follow me over on Twitter. You can follow me at FillMyChambers, and you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Like I say, subscribe to the channel, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, including everything going on with Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns and leading into Elimination Chamber, and what you want to see happen at those events. And ups and downs for Rampage and SmackDown are on the way, so keep an eye out for those. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.